project that we started this year. It's titled Harvest Timing and Techniques to Optimize Fiber Quality. The co-authors on this project are Mark Kelly, Randy Bowman, and Greg Holt. Mark and Randy are both from the Texas AgriLife Extension Service there at Lubbock, and Greg's with the Gen Lab with USDARS. I'd like to acknowledge the folks that helped us out in this, Cotton Incorporated, Dr. Ed Barnes for some funding, John Deere for the use of the cotton picker that we used, USDA Gen Lab employees. These guys put in a lot of work and effort, as well as the AgriLife Extension employees listed here, Chris, Brian, and Scott, sure helped out a lot in a lot of the field work that we did, and we couldn't have gotten it done without those folks. So we're going to talk about some background objectives behind the project, talk about what we did, the methods before harvest, at harvest, and then also the ginning that we did, and some of the results and findings with regard to field performance of the machines, gin data, fiber quality data, and some basic economics, and then talk about how that's going to translate into what we do for the future of this project. So some of the background on it, cotton in the High Plains region, as Brock was mentioning earlier, is receiving a consistent discount from buyers and mills compared to cotton of equal HBI quality from other parts of the U.S. And as Brock kind of mentioned, that some of the things that they point out in the differences between those cottons are the excessive NEP counts and short fiber content that we have from that region. Now, why do we have those problems? Well, poor maturity is one reason. The varieties that we're growing are more indeterminate or somewhat more long season varieties than what was previously planted, say, 10 years ago. We often have limited heat units to mature that crop out. High irrigation and rainfall can play a factor at some point an interaction there also with your varieties that you plant. If you plant a real long season variety and you have too much irrigation capacity, you're going to tend to have a fairly immature crop. Your harvesting practices have a role in creating more short fiber as well as NEPs, the difference there being between picked and stripped cottons. And your ginning practices. So what's the situation that we have? On the High Plains, it's typically stripper harvested. These new varieties have improved the yields and fiber quality, and so now some producers are more interested in looking at these pickers. What's causing them to be interested in those machines are some of the labor savings with the new onboard moduling systems from both Deere and Case. There's some potential to improve your quality, as Brock was mentioning, and you also have improved productivity in the field. You can get in the field sooner, stay in longer, and you can harvest more bales per day under high yielding conditions. You don't have to slow down with yield or in higher yields as you do with the stripper. Some of the issues, though, that they're facing out on the High Plains right now, though, are with harvesting efficiency. With respect to harvesting efficiency compared to strippers. Pickers won't get everything. That's one of the reasons that they tend to give you a little better fiber quality, but it's going to take a little bit for these guys to learn how to operate these machines for the given plant conformations, bowl conformations that we have out there to get the optimum range of harvesting efficiency that they need to have to make those machines pay for themselves. And is there potential to get a little bit better price? There's some work being done on looking at pools, perhaps, or putting together pools, perhaps, to sell some of this higher valued cotton from out there. And so our question is, can innovative harvesting practices help improve that quality and maturity? So the objectives are to quantify the distribution of yield, quality, maturity, and value for well-irrigated High Plains cotton by fruiting position and mass. And that we want to do to help answer the question of how much we could help producers improve their bottom line by developing new harvesting technology. If we were able to segregate that fiber and send and target specific markets for particular parameter ranges, how much potential do we have to do that with the crop that we have? We will also want to investigate differences in quality and maturity of the cotton harvested using the conventional equipment that we have at different levels of final crop maturity. Do we currently have the equipment to make a difference right now? And evaluate the feasibility of using those new harvesting techniques on irrigated High Plains cotton, and does it work out economically? So our methods, we had one location, as I mentioned, at the USDA ARS Plant Stress Lab in Lubbock. It was a drip irrigated field. Initially, we were set up to use the biotic irrigation scheduling, but we had some issues with that, and so we switched over to a uniform depth per day irrigation regime in the late season. We had about 17 and a half inches of irrigation during the growing season, and the rainfall was about 6 inches or so. We used one variety. It's a 9180 Fibermax 9180 Bolgard 2 Flex. It was planted on May 6. We had cut out on about July the 28th, defined by four nodes above white flower and about 2,500 total growing season heat units. There were 16 plots that were 6 rows wide on 40-inch spacings that were about 540 feet long apiece. We had a randomized complete block design, 4 treatments. We had this kind of where it gets. Gets a little tricky. The conventional stripping or conventional picking was where you defoliate the crop and go through and harvest it with a picker just as you normally would. Then we had conventional stripping. Then the two unique treatments that we used were a green picking followed by a second picking, and then a green picking followed by a conventional or a final stripping. We used a defoliation after the green picking harvest of 24 ounces per acre of finish plus 8 ounces of GenStar. And then we desiccated the crop after those picking, harvesting events with 32 ounces of Gramoxone for the stripping. So the harvest schedule, first harvest event was on September 22nd. It was the green picking event. As you can see there on the right-hand side, those plants were pretty green and lush and rank when we were going through there with that machine. Then after that date on the 23rd, we applied the defoliants. Then the second harvest date was on the October the 15th, which was when we did the second picking for the green pick and pick treatment, and then also for the conventional picking. Day after that, we applied the desiccant for the stripper harvesting, and then brought the stripper over and ran it on November 3rd for the two final treatments. Before each of the harvesting dates, not each of them, before the first and second harvesting dates, we conducted box mapping to get distribution data on the crop. We used 100 plants per plot, hand harvested each one of those plants by the node and fruiting position to record the number of bolls and also get a weight of the seed cotton. The first harvest event was conducted at about 81.3% open bolls on average across the field, and then the second harvest event was at about 100% open bolls. So here's some of the distribution data by weight. This one is just for one of the replications, one of the reps in the field. It was from plots 13 and 14. It was taken when there were 79.5% open bolls. It was a 100 plant sample. You can see that most of that crop is located between, say, fruiting node 6 and fruiting node 13. And then as you went to the second harvest date, you had about another 20% open up on that crop from about nodes 15 and above. At this point, we don't have any of that gin, so I don't have any fiber quality data on that from that sampling, but we plan to do that in the future. So the second thing that we did at the time of harvest, we ran the machines through the field, came through, and we collected a ginning sample, which is about a 250 to 300 pound sample for that gin test that we did at the gin lab. We either crammed them in a bag, as was method one, and then we had method two, where we compressed 250-pound bales out of those the cotton that came from the harvesters. So some of the harvest data, there were some differences by burr cotton yield from the field. That has primarily to do with the amount of trash that was in there. It wasn't really any difference across the board with the lint yield, but you notice that the picker had a little higher yield in terms of pounds per acre than the stripper did, but that we're feeling that that's just from infield variability. Harvesting efficiency, the conventional picking had somewhere around 96-97% harvesting efficiency. Of course, the stripper on a conventional basis was about 99.9% efficient, so we were getting just about everything out of there. And then the green picking events, they were both somewhere around the 87-88% harvesting efficiency, and then it went up from there as that crop was defoliated and we ran the machines again. Our ginning sequence, it's pretty traditional ginning sequence. Went through suction, green bowl, rock trap, steady flow. We used for the green picked cotton, well, and the second harvesting event where we had the picked cotton, we used two stages of drying. Went through the first tower dryer first stage incline and first stage extractor cleaner, then through the second stage dryer and overhead cleaners before we went through the conveyor distributor, extractor feeder, gen stand, two stages of lint cleaning before we pressed it. So here's a busy slide for you. I'll pull out the high points though. If you look down through there, you've got gen turnouts, or lint turnouts, excuse me, for the conventional harvested cotton, conventional picked cotton, about 31.6%, conventional strip about 27%. There's nothing new there. That's what we would normally expect. But if you look over at that green picked cotton, you have turnouts of 27 and 28%. That's pretty low. It's not that the cotton that we were harvesting out of the field that day just had that much more trash in it, but the weight of the trash that we harvested was increased because it had a lot of moisture in it still. So if you look up there at the C-Clack cleaner trash, the weights were, you know, were pretty comparable there with what we had coming out of the conventional stripping. But if you look down at the suction moisture content, we had about a 20 on the picked and pick, we had about 24% moisture content at the suction, and then about 9.5% at the or from the field. So you can tell there was quite a bit of moisture in that cotton. Here's some images of the trash pulled out of the first stage inclines and extractors. You can see how green and nasty that stuff was coming out of there. And this is from the second stage incline and extractor. Both of these two slides are showing the first harvest date with the green picked cotton. Now some HVI results. Important things to look at here, the micronaire across the board, this crop was really, really mature. We had, for this area, I suppose, the micronaire ranged from about 4.1 to 4.5. But if you look at the initial picking for the twice picked or the twice harvested treatments, the micronaire was around 4.5 for both of those. You can tell it was a rather mature crop. We had a uniformity index of about 82.7, 82.9 for both of those treatments. And then for the stripper treatments, they went down a little bit to about 81.5%. But if you look down at the bottom across the loan values, the initial harvest using the picker for the green picking treatments had the lowest loan values of all the treatments, but it had some pretty good HVI parameters, HVI values for all the other parameters except for your color grade. So the RD and plus B, you can tell they were quite a bit different from the others and resulted in a much lower loan value for those two treatments. The APHIS results, important things to note here. Comparing the picking and the stripping treatments, you had about a 22% average NEP count decrease, and similarly about a 25% average short fiber content decrease, looking at the short fiber content by weight between the picked and the stripped cotton. A little economic comparison. Across the board, there was not any difference in the lint value across any of the four treatments. We did have some difference in our harvest aid cost. That's basically because there was a difference in what we applied across the board to those treatments before we harvested them. There was some difference in the harvesting cost. We're using a 10% or 10 pound or $10, excuse me, 10 cents per lint pound for the picked cotton, and then 8 cents per pound of lint for the stripped cotton for our harvesting cost. Ginning cost, there was a little bit of difference there. You can look there for the harvesting cost. You're going to pay a little bit more to pick that cotton out of the field, but then you're going to give it right back in the ginning cost comparing to the stripper. It's basically a trade-off there of about $35 to $40. So looking at your net income, the winner across the board this time was the conventional picking. We didn't have a very big range in maturity of this crop, and so maybe if we had a little bigger range there, we could tend to see some more breakout or some improvement in the value of using those multiple harvest treatments. So in summary, the box mapping, the majority of the seed cotton yield is located at or below that main stem node number 13, which is approximately 15 to 20 inches above the ground. That's one thing to point out. We've got some differences in our plant shapes and conformations out there that we need to address if we're going to look at using these pickers out on the high plains. Picking efficiency was reduced pretty substantially at that initial picking, but increased over 96% at 100% open bowls. Total lint yields remained approximately equal, but the lint value was reduced by the color grades from the green pick cotton, and the low lint turnout for the green pick cotton was due primarily because of the high moisture content of the trash. The crop was quite mature, as I mentioned, and resulted in minimal non-color HVI quality differences. The conventional picking returned the highest net value per acre, but was not significantly different than the conventional stripping and the pick and pick. And the APHIS analysis favored the picking and showed a 22% average reduction in the NEPs and a 25% average reduction in short fiber content. So in the future, what we're going to do is we're going to look at ginning those box map samples to get those value distributions and quality distributions from what we saw this year. And then next year, we're going to try to manage the crop a little bit differently from an irrigation standpoint to give us a broader maturity range and try to bump that yield up a little bit higher even than what we saw this year. And then go in and document these same findings or these same parameters, same measurements that we did this year for that more immature crop. So at this point, I guess I'm out of time, but are there any questions? Okay.
So, what system will you recommend to the farm? Which system more better for the farm?
The question is, which system is more desirable from the farmer standpoint? Well, at this point, from these results right now, it's looking like a conventional picker did a little better job than any of the others based on the total or the net income per acre. It was about, it gave about $842 per acre compared to somewhere around $810 for the conventional stripping. So